AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. It's the second day of former President Donald Trump's historic criminal trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from the scene.
Jury selection continues here in Donald Trump's hush money trial after no one was chosen on day one. More than half of the 96 potential jurors in the first pool were excused after telling the judge they could not be fair and impartial. Trump has denied charges of falsifying business records to stifle stories about his sex life, including an alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. The judge told Trump to expect to be here every day, which means he'll miss Supreme Court arguments in his presidential immunity case and possibly may miss his son Barron's high school graduation, depending on the pace of the trial. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that a blaze has broken out at a centuries-old building in Copenhagen, toppling its spire.
A fire has raged through one of Copenhagen's oldest buildings, causing the collapse of the iconic spire from the 17th century old stock exchange as passers-by rushed to help emergency services save priceless paintings and other valuables. The Danish culture minister says it's touching to see how many people lent their hand to save art treasures. One man jumping off his bicycle on his way to work to help in the effort. The fire began on Tuesday morning in the copper roof of the old stock exchange, or spreading to much of the building and the roof, parts of which also collapsed and destroyed the building's interior. The cause of the fires not immediately known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Part of that audio is courtesy of Sean Coogan. The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. The law subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide gender-affirming care to people under the age of 18. This is AP News. At a news conference, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the House must act on the bill that would provide aid to both Ukraine and Israel at the same time.
We are opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed. We would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
NASA says it's determined the object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home last month.
The debris struck a home in Naples, Florida on March 8th, ripping through the ceiling and tearing up the flooring. NASA recovered the object and took it to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The space agency says it was a metal support weighing 1.6 pounds, used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. The pallet was jettisoned from the space station in 21, and the load was expected to eventually fully burn up on re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.